Do you know what time it is? It's supernatural story time. And if you're easily scared, and even if you're not, there's only one thing left to do. Just turn off the lights, because these are stories that you listen to only in the dark. What Stands in the Shadows, Volume 1, Story Number 1. I had an incident with shadows when I was about 10 years old. I was sick with the flu and was staying at my mother's house. I'd been watching TV in her bedroom when I fell asleep. Sleeping fitfully, I was awoken by the sound of my mother screaming ferociously. She was lying next to me, and it was now about 2 a.m., and she was sitting up and pointing at the wooden dresser. The silhouette of a man was perched on top of it, which was very high, and it was crouching there, its face fixed upon my shrieking mom. It had no detail. It was just a featureless humanoid shade with narrow white eyes. It turned its head to me when it found that I had awoken as well, and it just sort of stared at me while my mom continued to howl at it. It then leapt off the dresser, looked at me again, and then ran out of the door where light from the hallway was streaming in. The way it ran, it just sort of became a blurry streak that vanished around the corner faster than any man could run. The next morning, my mom was very nervous, and I brought up the shadow. She started acting very skittish and told me not to talk about it ever again. I brought it up several times more in the future, and each time she admitted that she never wanted to think about it again. The interesting thing was she felt a great evil force emanating from the shadow. She told me that much, and that it was a spawn of the devil. However, I felt nothing more than curiosity from it, and the fact that it was on my side of the bed, and the way it was looking at me, gave me the impression that it was there to watch me, as it only fled when it noticed I had glimpsed it. That was not the least of my encounters. For years, both before and after the incident, I had always noticed that there were times when it was dark, that there had seemed to be a presence lurking in the shadows, a force that made you feel like something was staring at you. At times it was merely uncomfortable, but others it gave you the impression that it wanted to hurt you, that the darkness hated you. In times like that, I would run as though I were being chased, back into the company of others. This only happened at night, when I would be riding my bike home alone from a friend's house, or when I was walking my dog, and he would start growling at nothing, or when I would walk into my dark room and would feel a horrible malevolence until I turned the lights on. Sometimes I would stare at the ceiling, and only moonlight would be streaming in through my blinds, and it seemed as though the room would get darker and darker slowly, and the sense of being watched would increase, and I would start seeing shapes moving at the corner of my eyes. I knew these events were strange because not all darkness or shadows gave the impression of harboring unseen watchers. Most nights, nothing at all would be out of the ordinary. I didn't encounter a full shadow again until I was 15 and had moved into a new house, this time with my dad. I was sitting in the living room at 10 a.m., broad daylight outside, and then I felt like something was wrong. That feeling of being watched, and I heard something smack hard against the window, which had the curtain drawn. My heart froze as I saw what had made the sound. A man, or rather, the outline of a man, about 5 feet tall, was pressed against the glass, arms stretched out and bent upwards at the elbows, palms pressed flat against the glass. The man had no features, no clothes, just that generic human outline I remembered from the bedroom. This took all of 1 second, as a shadow then turned and streaked away very fast. The thing that bothered me about it the most was that whatever it was pressed right against the window, and it should have been solid, but it had been almost transparent with only the curtains catching the pale grayness of its outline. I'd felt definite malice this time, and it only got worse. I saw a shadow at night walking my dog. He barked and bared his teeth, and I felt that sensation again and looked quickly to the side and saw a shadow shape ducked behind a boat in a neighbor's driveway. And when I went to look, there was nothing there. I saw it again when I was in my kitchen getting some food. There were no other lights on, and the living room and hall were nearly pitch black except for a tiny light and from that I felt the watching feeling and turned fast to notice a man's head with no ears and red eyes looking around the corner from the hallway. It shrank back when it saw I noticed. The worst was when I had fallen asleep doing homework and had a disturbing nightmare, awakening to the sight of a shadow standing over my bed, outlined by the light coming from the hallway through my half-open bedroom door, which then quickly backed away and turned into dark motes when it saw I had noticed it, just like usual. The entire time I lived in that house, dark places almost always seemed to radiate anger and a sense of being watched. My dog always shied away from dark corners and would bark and growl at nothing. The worst dreams I ever had came when I lived there, and I know it had something to do with the shadows that didn't want to be seen, but would always let you catch them looking at you. Two more minor incidents were when I was walking down the stairs at midnight, the bottom floor being pitch black. I saw a shape with red eyes that looked wide and flowing, with a bald human head and no arms and legs, radiating no malice, just surprise. And then a month later, when I stepped outside my bedroom and saw a hulking shadow whose head brushed the ceiling, that had no eyes and a shape that was human but for the strange jagged outline around it. It stood in my way and even reached out, but then it turned and vanished down the wall into deeper shadows. It hadn't seemed evil either. I still see dark shapes out of the corner of my eye quite often, and occasionally the sense that a dim room is getting darker towards the ceiling, but the sense of being watched isn't quite as frequent as it was. I'm 23 now, and they must have gotten more careful because they don't let me see them fully anymore, although I do catch them disappearing around corners or other objects. I've had two friends who didn't know about these incidents see shadow men once as well, and my friend's mother and grandmother said they once saw a shadow man with narrow white eyes walk into their house, look at them, and then turn and walk away. It is vindicating to know I wasn't imagining it, and I often dwell upon it to remind me that not all in this world is as it seems. My mom still hates talking about it to this day. Story number 2. I've been seeing my shadow man since I was a teen. The first time was when I was in junior high and my sister and I were getting ready for school. You see, my father had begun building onto our house and we had that plastic covering dividing the house. I had happened to notice that there was a man standing in the new add-on. It scared me so much that I called a neighbor and he came and checked it out, but no one was there. Well, later on the way to school, the bus had gotten into an accident and some of the kids got hurt. On another occasion, I was sleeping in my room, which was on the new side of the house, and I woke up and standing next to my window was a dark figure. I remembered thinking that I was dreaming, but when I closed my eyes and opened them again, he was still there, but he had no facial features that I could see. He was just black. He had a hat like a Quaker would have had. Actually, he looked just like a Quaker or Mormon would look, but with no face at all. I stared at him for a while and then closed my eyes and fell asleep again. The very next day, I went out driving with my parents because I had just gotten my permit and I ended up getting into an accident and having to go to the hospital. Now, I have seen him a couple of times where he has actually moved towards me, but I close my eyes before he gets to me, and when I open them again, he is gone. The last time that I saw him was the night before my grandfather had died. He came to me in the living room that night. I was sleeping there off and on for a while. When he had come to me, I'd woken up, and he was standing above me with his head tilted to the side, just staring at me. I closed my eyes and fell asleep, and the next day I received the call that my grandpa had died. I haven't seen my shadow man in a while, but I believe that he is my alarm against harm. The only time he seems to show up is when something bad is about to happen in my life. My family doesn't really believe me. You see, I can see my shadow man and they can't, but everyone else in my family gets these feelings between them to where they know something is wrong or when someone in the family is about to call. All the women in my family have the same feeling that something was wrong with Grandpa the night he died and around the same time. I don't know if this thing of seeing the shadow person is part of others in my family, but I can say that we all have experienced things at the same time that cannot be explained. Story number 3. My family's been affected by paranormal occurrences for as long as I can remember. I'm actually sort of jaded about odd happenings now, but I still like getting shivers from a good ghost story or reading real or faked eBay auctions of haunted items. I take all that stuff lightly, though. There's only one experience from my childhood. I was about 10 at the time. I'm 28 now. That has truly bothered me. I'll recount that night as I remember it, and I remember it clearly. My sister was babysitting for a family's friend's two children, John about 8 years old and a girl, Jane, who was my age. There was another teenager in the house at the time. Before the younger children, me included, were sent to bed, we told ghost stories by candlelight. Maybe that was the problem? John and Jane shared a bedroom. I shared a double bed with Jane, while John slept in his own across the room. Now Jane swore she heard something under the bed. She didn't say what it was, but her brother told her to look under to see what it was. When she did, she screamed for John to turn on the light because something was there. John did so, and both of them looked under the bed, and nothing was there. I was cowering under the blankets. Satisfied that nothing was there, John turned off the lights. A few minutes later, Jane started screaming again, saying, "It's coming out! It's coming out!" I peeked out from the blanket and saw this tall figure standing beside the bed. Thinking about it now, it seemed like it shouldn't be there. The door was open and the hall light was on and coming into the room, yet this figure was still black. It was completely unaffected by a light from the hall. Disturbing as it was, having this shadow thing standing beside the bed, what was worse was that this thing didn't have a normal head. This thing had four horns, two on either side. The two top horns pointed upwards, while the bottom two pointed downward. The thing raised its arms and bent over us. There was nothing we could do but hide under the blankets. When there should have been contact, there was nothing. Jane was still screaming, crying under the blanket, so I peeked out. It was gone. John, who was on the other side of the room, could not understand what was going on. He did not see the figure. My sister tried explaining it away. That had been the other teenager. There was no way, no possible way, it could have been him. First of all, the figure was much taller, and as far as I know, teenage boys don't absorb light or have four horns. Secondly, John would have been able to keep a straight face throughout the practical joke. Even now, I still look underneath beds before I sleep on them. Even now, I want to give a good kick to that shadow bully for scaring a couple of young girls 18 years ago. And maybe it's the same one who lurks on the cusp of my vision every once in a while. Story number 4. Late one night, about 8 years ago, I saw from the corner of my eye someone coming out of my son's bedroom. His bedroom is at the far end of a long and wide corridor, and the lights were on. I assumed it was my son, who was 5 years old at the time, but when I looked, I realized it wasn't. It appeared to be the shadow of a boy, but this shadow was tridimensional and solid enough to block the light. I sat there with my eyes and mouth wide open, wondering if I was dreaming, hallucinating, or what. The shadow turned its head towards the place where I was sitting. It had no eyes or facial features, but I knew it was able to see me because, when our eyes apparently met, the shadow jumped as if startled. Then it stood very straight facing me, with its arms pressed against its side, as if petrified with fear, and at the same time, I suppose, wondering what to do or what I would do. We remained like that for a few minutes until I decided to approach it, because I really wanted to know what it was. But at my slightest movement, the shadow turned to the right and ran, or should I say glided, at amazing speed towards the opposite wall. And as it did, it shrunk, changing into an elongated black blob that stretched and finally flattened out enough to slip and hide under a large plant pot. I immediately got up and tried to move the plant pot, but it was too heavy. Then I checked if my son was all right, and to my relief found him happily asleep. I spent the rest of that night watching over my son, but for some reason, I was not afraid of the shadow, but thrilled with what I saw. I did not mention this to anyone. A few days afterwards, my son asked me to spend the night with him because he had seen a mud man in his room. This monster was, according to his description, a small man that was entirely dark, reason why he thought it was made of mud. I spent more than just one night in his bedroom, and about 4 weeks later, my son woke up whispering, "Mom, someone's opening the door." And yes, the door was being opened, and I saw a dark hand on the doorknob. I sat on the bed quite scared, not so much thinking that this was the mud man, but some real-life thief. But when I could see as far as its elbow, it started to close the door very slowly, without entering the room. Then I told my son that maybe it was his dad checking on us. I went to my husband's room, but he was deeply asleep. A few years after, I woke up and saw another shadow. This one ran into the bathroom, and I went after it, but it apparently disappeared. My son dreamt that same night that a man made of smoke was in his room. It wasn't until 3 years ago, more or less, that I began to see the shadows more often, especially a tall shadow with broad shoulders that stood next to my bed almost every night. I enjoyed watching it until falling back asleep. For some reason, I believe it was friendly. One night, I saw its face. It looked like the negative of a photograph, but with very simple features that almost resembled a child's drawing of a human face. That's why I thought it wasn't really its face, but something the shadow wanted me to believe. In other words, it pretended to look human. What really caught my eye were five white dots like coins, along what appeared to be its hairline. Then my family and I went down for vacation, and I asked the shadow to remain in the house. I needed some time away from it. A week later, when we came back, I felt there was something very angry in the house. I could almost breathe it. I began to unpack and organize our stuff when lights began to flicker in the room. This didn't happen elsewhere in the house. My CD player wouldn't work until hours later. That afternoon, when I was carrying food on a tray, something hit me in the arm. I screamed and dropped everything. I had a red bruise on my arm, and that night I began to have these nightmares of terrible things happening to my children. I had them for three consecutive nights, and each time I woke up, the shadow was standing close to my bed. On the third night, I got pretty upset because I came to the conclusion that the shadow was threatening me, so I asked the shadow to leave my house at once. It apparently did, for a short time, but one night I woke up and saw the shadow standing in my bedroom's doorway. It jumped onto the bed, crawled on all fours, even over my husband's body, and landed flat on top of me, holding my wrist tightly against the mattress. All I could move was my head, and this thing was so heavy that I couldn't breathe at all. I thought I was going to die. It looked right into its dark, featureless face, and this is the strangest part. I could feel its warm breath on my face, meaning that this being is able to breathe. A ghost? It also had a peculiar smell that I can't describe well because it's unlike any other smell. All I can say is that it was a pungent smell of something metallic and very sour, but not foul. I struggled with it until I managed to push it off. And when I was able to breathe again, I yelled at the top of my lungs, waking up my husband. I saw the shadow leave the room quickly. For over a year, I haven't seen any more shadow people, but now I am terrified of them. I know about sleep paralysis and night terrors, but I wonder if the scientist's explanation can explain it fully. Shadow people are real, and in my opinion, they're not spirits of any kind, but living forms of some kind. They can change in shape, like Play-Doh. Reason why I believe they're really amorphous, meaning that they don't have any specific form, and they're not always dark. I've seen them change from dark to light, and they're not able to vanish in midair nor cross through solid surfaces, but use doors and other openings instead. If they appear to vanish, it's because they can move very fast and shrink to fit into narrow, tight spaces where they hide or slip through. Apparently, they develop these abilities as a way to survive and as camouflage. What better way to blend into the background than to appear as shadows or lights? They seem to study us. Sounds too weird? I first heard about shadow people on the Art Bell show. It horrified me beyond belief to hear that I hadn't imagined the story I'm about to tell. Somehow I had decided it wasn't really real. But having read some other stories and seen some drawings that people have made, I have no doubt in my mind that other people see them too. I was about 9 or 10 years old. For a short period, maybe half a year at the most, I shared a room with my older brother. I was always very afraid of the dark and always had this feeling like there were creatures lurking around my house at night. Horror movies like Poltergeist, where the clown comes out from under the bed, scared the living hell out of me. When I had my own room, I would always sleep with the light on so that everything in the room was lit somewhat. But when we shared a bedroom, my brother would not tolerate it at all, preferring to sleep in the dark. My parents sided with him because sleeping in the dark is the normal thing to do. Needless to say, my brother always went to sleep before I did. And one night, I saw people come floating out of my closet. They looked short from the angle I saw them from. I was in my bed looking up at them. They looked like they were wearing very full cloaks that covered their head and face completely, kind of like the Jawas from Star Wars, but there were no eyes peeking out. They were very faint, dark blue color. They carried pitchers in their right hand, and they came out of the closet in single file, just floating through the air without opening it. They carried their pitcher over my brother's bed so that they were floating over him, and then they poured it out on his head. But nothing came out. It looked like they were pouring empty pitchers. After doing this, they would float back into the closet. I don't know how many of them there were, but I'd never seen more than three at a time. The reason they first caught my attention was because the window, the only source of light, was a backdrop for part of their path, so I could make them out better. When I first saw them, I couldn't believe my eyes. At first, it seemed like I was seeing something moving in the bedroom, and after a little bit, as my eyes adjusted, they started to get clearer. I was entranced by what I was seeing. It seemed so unreal, like there were these things floating out of my closet. It was especially hard to believe because the things made no noise whatsoever. They just kind of coasted along, very stealthily. I don't know how long I watched them for. It seemed like forever. I just couldn't really understand what was making me see this very strange thing. What really got my attention, though, was when they started looking at me. The longer I stared at them, the more I could make out about what they looked like, which was several very faint blue cloaked people, which really wasn't much to make out. But I'm sure it wasn't obvious that I was staring at each of them as they stopped over my brother, poured out their pitcher, turned around, and went back into the closet. Each of them, as they reached that point above my brother's head where they were closest to me, would turn their cowled head in a slow and deliberate manner to look in my direction, I suppose, to see if it was going to do anything. When they started reacting to me in this way, I just became paralyzed with fear. It seemed to me that these things were very real and actually concerned about me doing something to stop them from doing whatever the hell they were doing. I think I made a squealing noise and pulled the covers up over me. Not all the way, though, because I just couldn't stop looking at these things. I felt like this went on for hours and hours. It probably didn't, though. I'm 23 now. Clearly, it was so shocking to me that I still remember it now so well. I swear, as God is my witness, that everything that I've described is completely honest to my memory. These things are as real as you and I. What really got to me were some of the description of these things. Some shadow people stories involve things seen from the corner of your eye, and this is clearly not one of those. Many stories tell of people wearing cloaks. Cloaks? WTF. Carrying objects? Like a drawing I saw on the Art Bell website, where a bluish cloaked shadow person carried a rod of some sort, and coming out of closets? Closets? This cannot all be coincidence. I know what I'm saying is true, and I know that at least five other sources have described what I saw, somewhat, happening to someone else. There is no natural reason beings would come from a person's closet. What's in there? And no being that isn't somehow connected with humanity would wear a cloak, a human adornment. None of this makes any sense to me. I've thought about it a lot, but sense or no sense, it's all completely real. It's a far bigger and stranger universe than I think any one person ever dreamed. Next story. I've noticed shadow people ever since I was about 4 or 5 years old. I was shocked to find out that it wasn't just me, but actually many people who have also spotted them, and in some instances had physical encounters with them. When I was younger, I lived in a house that was very old. It had been standing since the late 1800s. When you entered any of the doors, you could always feel a sudden rush of cold air hitting your face. Many people believe that this is a sign of spirits or other paranormal beings present in the house. Anyway, for years I had spotted dark creatures running against my wall in a way I can't really explain. I always knew it wasn't my imagination because I could see vivid outlines and movement that wouldn't be visible in darkness-induced hallucinations. They appeared to only be shadows, but nothing in my room would ever be moving or casting shadows in those areas at those times. They definitely were humanoid images that would kind of scoot across my wall without moving their legs. However, they would always be moving their arms as if they were waving at me, only very hysterically. I never told anyone else about what I saw at night for fear that they wouldn't believe me or think I was crazy. During the times it would happen when I was young, I would get on the edge of my bed and scream for my mom to come in there. I never told her about the shadow people. I would just tell her that I saw a spider or something. That always made the image disappear for a while. This one time, though, I actually had a physical encounter with one of the creatures. I was about 12 at the time and was starting to see them more frequently. I assumed they somehow knew we were moving soon. One night, I saw one of them appear on the wall farthest away from my bed. I'm still not sure if there was only one or many that visited me. I always just saw one at a time. This one started making its way across my wall towards my dresser. It was moving faster than any of the ones I had seen before. Once it got to my dresser, it kind of cast itself onto my dresser and continued moving towards me in the same fashion. I felt paralyzed and couldn't move even though I knew it was coming towards me. Once it got to my bed, I stood up and jumped to the corner. My bed was up against the two walls. I remember trying to find a way off my bed so I could run out of my room, but once it cast itself onto my bed, its legs spread all the way to the end so that I couldn't get off without stepping on it. I saw its arm move up the wall beside me and touch my shoulder. I could feel its hand. It was a terrible sensation. At first it felt cold and numb, but then it started to feel like it was squeezing my shoulder without actually causing an indentation. I can't really explain what it felt like in full detail. It was something in a class of its own. I had my eyes closed and waited for it to go away. After about 2 minutes, I opened them again and saw that the image had gotten much more darker than it was before. I panicked, tore away from it, and ran to the basement. I slept in the basement with the lights on that night, but kept fearing that the shadow person would follow me. I slept in my room the next night and didn't see any more images until the night before we moved, but thankfully none of them came near me. Ever since I've lived in a different house, I haven't seen any of the shadow people. I'm not sure if they are a type of ghost or something entirely different. The last story. I've only had one sighting of a shadow person. I was 13 and lived in Mannheim, Germany. I've always not liked the dark. Not that I was scared, but I have never liked it, causing me to leave hall lights on and such. Well, I had gone to bed and was lying facing the wall opposite side of the door to my room. I saw this shadow person come up on the wall like someone was standing at my door seeing if I were asleep or not, and then just kind of faded away as it walked away. Thinking that it was my mom or my dad checking on me, I got up and yelled downstairs to ask if either of them had come upstairs to check on me. They both said no, and I knew they hadn't, as I would have heard them come up the stairs that were right next to my room. I went to lie back down and got to thinking, where would whatever was casting its shadow have been standing to cast it like that? So I got up and started at my doorway and walked across the room to the shadow was where I had seen it. I finally decided that the shadow was the right size and shape that I had seen, and whatever casted it would have been right at my feet. I would have at least seen something if it had been at my feet, but I hadn't. Since that night, I've only seen shadows moving out of the side of my eyes, never full on, but I've experienced someone or something bumping into my bed in the middle of the night. And it almost seems like someone is walking by my bed and bumps into it with a knee, causing the whole bed to shake, and in turn waking me up thinking someone is in the room with me. I've also experienced many times someone or something sitting on the bed. I can feel the bed depress and the covers get tight around my legs, as if someone were to sit down. This usually paralyzes me with fear, and I don't want to move. Typically, I get enough courage to look, only to find no one there, but a strange feeling of someone being in the room with me. Now, I'm not sure either of these stories are related to shadow people, but it's kind of strange. But my house is new, and it's not an old turn-of-the-century house, but it does seem that my room has some kind of presence in it. My mom refuses to go into my room, and so does my sister. My stepfather doesn't seem to be scared like my mom and sister. We have had all types of crazy things happen in this house. My mom said that she has been using the bathroom when she watched the toilet paper unroll itself. Washing machines cut on, and so do stereos. I'm not sure if it's the house. I believe it is my family. Since I was a little kid, and even today, my family tells us strange things that have happened around them. Ghost stories, if you will, but each one of my family members to this day swears up and down that they have had many different experiences with the supernatural. I used to pray at night that I would never experience anything like what my other family members have been talking about, but lo and behold, it seems to have passed on to me.